Brethren, welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
Welcome to our broadcast again. We invite you to turn to your Bibles to John chapter 1, verse number 6. We left off last time here at verse 6 and verse 7. Scripture says, "There was a man sent from God whose name was John." Verse number 7, "The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe." Again, this is John the Baptist that the Scripture is speaking of, John the Revelator, John the Apostle writing. A name here of the Lord Jesus Christ indicated, the light, and he is the light, and it says in verse 7 that all men through him might believe. It is only through Christ that men will believe. He is the Savior, and he is the Word, and the Lord has sent his Son to the world to be a witness of the gospel, and the gospel that the Lord Jesus Christ accomplished, that men through him might be saved. It goes on here to say in verse 8, "He was not that light," speaking of John the Baptist, "he was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light, that that was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world." John the Baptist being prophesied in the Old Testament scriptures that he would be and would come in the power of Elijah. He was that forerunner of Christ to prepare a way, to prepare a material for the Lord in the preaching of the gospel, the preaching of the Savior coming and being amongst those during the ministry of John the Baptist. He was that man called of God to baptize those that were repentant and prepare a material that the Lord would use ultimately for the building of his church during the time of his ministry. It says here that John the Baptist was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light, and the Lord Jesus Christ is a light, as we indicated last week. Verse 9, "That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world." If a man's going to see his need of a Savior, if a man's going to see his need of salvation, if a man is going to see the salvation of God through the Lord Jesus Christ, it's going to be through the Lord Jesus Christ and him alone. He is the true light, and he is the one that will light men, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. If a man's going to be saved, it is only going to be through Jesus Christ. There's no other Savior, no other one. Verse 10, "He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not." This is a reference to earlier in the passage that the Scripture said in verse 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." We know that Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 says, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth." And it says here, "Jesus came, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not." He came of no reputation. He came with no beauty that we would desire him, as it says in Isaiah. He came as just a run-of-the-mill fella, just one that would blend into the crowd until he would speak. And when the Lord Jesus Christ would speak, then he was known certainly to be different. He was in the world, and the world was made by him. The Creator came down to be like the created, to become a man. God the Son coming down to become a man tells us in Hebrews, referring to Old Testament passages, a body prepared for him by the Lord, by the Father. And he came down, and being a man, was in the world, yet he was the creator of the world. I tell you, I have a hard time comprehending that. I believe it. The Scripture says it. I know that it's true. But to be able to comprehend that, it's just a marvelous, marvelous thing what the Lord has done. In his great estate, his majesty, his glory, the pomp, the power of being the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, to be God Almighty, God the Son, and to lay that glory, to lay that greatness, to lay that wonder, to lay those things aside of the attributes of God, to come down and become a man, It humbles me. I praise the Lord that He has done so. If you have the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you understand about what the Lord has done and how the Lord came down to be a Savior for us. How He humbled Himself, being the greatest one that there is, that there ever has been, and ever will be, and coming down and becoming like His creation, yet without sin. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. Mankind does not know the Lord naturally. Mankind cannot even perceive God in our natural state. That's the reason we need the Lord Jesus Christ and the light that He shines, the light that He gives, so that we can see. Verse 10 again, He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. Even though the Creator came amongst the created, in the estate that He came, He was unknown to the world. He didn't come as King, He came as Savior. Verse number 11, He came into His own, and His own received Him not. This is speaking of Israel. This is speaking of the Jews and how He came of the seed of Abraham, of the seed of David. He came there to His own nation, God's man that He had chosen, Abraham, his son Isaac, Isaac's sons Jacob, the patriarchs coming from Jacob that would be the 12 tribes of Israel. He came from that lineage, came from King David's lineage, and having come to His own, they didn't receive Him. It says He came into His own, and His own received Him not. He was rejected of the elders of that day. He was rejected of the leadership of that day. The Lord Jesus Christ, as He ministered to those that were there, the multitudes and His disciples and those that came to Him, He said, He referred to that leadership sitting in Moses' seat. And He said, those things that they bid you to do, obey those, because they are the leadership that's been given. But they did not understand who He was. And as the Lord Jesus Christ's ministry continued on, as He spoke, the more He spoke, the more He rebuked them with the truth, the more the leadership began to hate Him and despise Him, to where they finally took counsel to put Him to death. They said it was necessary. The high priest at the time, there towards the end of the Lord Jesus Christ's three-year ministry and very near the crucifixion, he said that it was necessary for one to die for the nation. The scripture says there that he prophesied in saying such, not really realizing that he had prophesied, but he had prophesied, being the high priest, that the Lord Jesus Christ would die. But his purpose for him to die was so that their place, their estate, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the religious leaders and elite of the day, the scribes, lawyers, and such, so the Romans would not take their place. They were jealous of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they rejected Him. As they looked on the Lord Jesus Christ and considered Him, the Scripture says, the Gospels tell us that they said, look on at Him. He cannot be a prophet. No prophet comes out of Galilee. No prophet will rise out of Nazareth. And besides, look at Him. He can be no prophet, much less Messiah. He came into His own, and His own received Him not. Verse 12. Praise God for the buts in the Bible. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God. Even to them that believe on His name. And that verse ends with a semicolon or a colon there. The sentence goes on, and we're going to deal with that. It says here, but as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God. The receiving of the Lord Jesus Christ is what needs to be done by sinners. There's no modification on our part of the gospel. There's no modification on our part of what the Lord has told us by which we are saved. We receive it. We are to receive it. No questions with God. No deals with God. But receive His Son. receive his salvation his way. Lord Jesus Christ tells us in John chapter 14, verse 6, that he is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by him. And receiving the Lord Jesus Christ is receiving him in total. His doctrine, his words, his way, his death, his burial, his resurrection for you, for your sins, for your soul. Not a wholesale salvation that the world refers to today, but a personal salvation that you are the sinner that needs saving. And the Lord Jesus Christ, to believe that he died for you, to know and believe that you are that sinner that is hell-bound and hell-deserving. But you see Jesus, and you hear the promise that God has made, and that you repent, as the Lord Jesus Christ commands. You repent unto the Father that you are guilty, you are a sinner, and you receive Christ in the way he is and what he says, without deals, without modifications, without exceptions. You take God's side against yourself, and you trust in Christ. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Mankind needs a spiritual work inside of him and performed and done in him that we cannot do ourselves. You need the Lord's salvation. We need the Lord's salvation. We're sinners, and we need his power. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. We don't accept the Lord. We receive him. Even to them that believe on his name. It's through faith in Jesus. Jesus and him alone. Not a list of doctrines. Not a philosophy compiled by men. Not a way or a right that would be established by someone. Not a list of do's and don'ts. But by receiving Christ, by his power working in you, and to believe in his name. It goes on to say, which were born, verse 13, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. As we continue on in our broadcast, we're going to end up, Lord willing, in John chapter 3, where Nicodemus comes to the Lord Jesus Christ by night, being a ruler of the Jews. And he's going to ask the Lord the question, who are you and what are you doing? And the Lord Jesus Christ deals with him in a certain way at the beginning of that chapter. And then about the midway or so through the chapter, the Lord Jesus Christ begins to deal with Nicodemus as a man in need of salvation, a lost man. He speaks to him, as his place is, a ruler in Israel. But then he ends up speaking to him, and he tells him, in the beginning there, in the beginning of that chapter, you must be born again. Here are those that receive the Lord, whose power is upon them unto salvation. To those that believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, they're not born of man's will, but born of God. Have you been born of God? Are you born again? Well, I see our time has passed. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Until next week.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 5 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.